Hey everybody, welcome back to another Renaissance Woodworker Field Report. So last night, Mark Spagnolo, Matt Vandalist, and myself recorded another episode of Wood Talk Online, and the topic was mostly focused around the, quote, hand tool craze. Even after we stopped recording, I continued to think about this and really went through my blog reader today. My Google reader is always notoriously backed up with easily more than, you know, 200 to 500 articles that haven't been written and or haven't been read. And I was just kind of going through them quickly and kind of thinking about what Mark was talking about, analyzing the number of images in a magazine and how many were hand tool and power tool related. So I did the same thing with all these blog posts in the reader. And granted, they're mostly determined by what blogs I've subscribed to, but I think I subscribe to a pretty good sample of the woodworking blogosphere, just as an effort to kind of keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on out there. I subscribe to blogs from all walks of life. And going through them, I would say the overwhelming majority of them was related to hand tools. So I took a second pass and wanted to take a look at the hand tool posts and find out, you know, what are people talking about amongst hand tools? And I kind of came to a bit of an epiphany about maybe this hand tool craze and maybe why some people are having some trouble with it and why some of the manufacturers might be contributing to that. Many of us, like myself, started in the power tool side of things. Maybe because that's how we thought it was done. We got into this by watching Norm Abrams, or we got started before really this manufacturer renaissance when there were so many varieties of great high-quality tools available. So you think about things from a power tool mindset when you build. It usually involves setups and jigs and ways to hold your workpiece in a fixed way so that you can run it over a blade or something like that. Hand tools just doesn't work that way. Hand tools are pretty much, you know, mark a line and cut to that line. And there's no jiggery, there's no setups really involved. Layout, I guess, would be the setup. But when you look at these blog posts that talk about hand tool techniques or building a specific project and doing something by hand, it seems that we as a community are spending a lot of time trying to find ways to control our handsaws or our planes or our chisels, finding ways to ensure that they move in a straight line, that they have a fence to ride against, that they work kind of like a power tool. Then when you go back and look at some of the manufacturers, not so much the Lee Nielsens and Lee Valleys and things like that actually make the tools, but I guess Lee Valley to some extent, and companies like that that make accessories for the tools. This can be something as simple as a bench hook to the more involved dovetail saw guides that Lee Valley makes. It seems like the manufacturers are trying to fall into this trap as well and provide accessories to help you make your saw run in a straight line or guide your chisel at that perfect angle. And that's just not how it works. I think so many of us, having grown up in this power tool world, are frankly just afraid to make a mistake, afraid to pick up a saw and cut a little bit off square. So we build jigs, we find ways to ensure that we cross-cut a board perfectly square. And you know, that may be where the breakdown is. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to cut a board and it's going to be off square. I'm sure we've all heard it 1,000 times, the true mark of a craftsman is not what he makes, but how he covers up his mistakes. If you can cut a board out of square and you can figure out how to get that edge perfectly square and perfectly plumb without having to result to jiggery, then you've gotten there. But you're going to have to screw up a bunch of boards before you get there first. So I'd be curious, I want to keep monitoring this and see just how many people are talking about hand tools in the way of trying to control their hand tools. Sometimes you just need to get out of the way of this high quality tool and let it do its job and let the chips fall where they may, or let the shavings fall where they may. Don't be afraid to make a mistake. Learn from your mistake, figure out how you can make the next cut just a little bit better, and that's how we all get better. And really that applies to power tools and hand tools. But you know, being the hand tool guy that I am, I think it applies more to hand tools. So that's all that's in my brain for today. Talk to you guys later.